Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I wasn't healthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex heifers, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to CoyoteHillsOK.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Two of the key industries in rural Oklahoma are agricultural and oil and natural gas. In our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes talks with U.S. Senator James Lankford about the hard work that essential workers are doing to sustain much-needed services in Oklahoma.
Those folks that are handling trucking, grocery stores, farm and ranch, energy sector, got a lot of folks that are behind the scenes that people don't know their face but are so grateful for what they're doing. And we have not had massive food shortages in America because we've had a lot of farmers and ranchers that have done a lot of work for a very long time. And now with the challenges that we have, we're still seeing that folks are still on the job taking care of it. And I just want to be able to stop and say, here are some of the issues, explain it to some of my colleagues that don't necessarily pay as much attention to the agricultural area, explain what's going on, but also get a chance to be able to talk about there may be some solutions out there we need to look at.
Lankford thanked farmers and ranchers for their work to continue to put food on the table during the COVID-19 outbreak. You can hear more comments from Senator James Lankford on our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the agency will make up to $1 billion in loan guarantees available to help rural businesses meet their working capital needs during COVID-19. Also, ag producers who aren't eligible to Farm Service Agency loans may receive funding under the USDA Business and Industry Cares Act program provisions that are included in the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Other changes will allow USDA to provide 90% guarantees on B&I CARES Act program loans, to set the application and guarantee fee at 2% of the loan, as well as to accept appraisals completed within 2 years of the loan application date and extend the maximum term for working capital loans to 10 years. USDA intends to consider applications in the order they've received, but they may also assign priority points to projects if the demand for funds exceeds ability. Well, the Trump administration this week announced the details of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program direct payments to farmers, an aid package applauded by the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF economist Shelby Meyer says farmers can enroll in the program starting next Tuesday, and all you need to do is contact your local Farm Service Agency office.
To qualify for a payment, a commodity must have declined in price by at least 5% between mid-January to mid-April of 2020 due to the coronavirus, and it will come as a single payment. To ensure the availability of funds, producers will receive 80% of their maximum total payment upon approval of their application, and the remaining 20% that does not exceed the payment limit will be paid at a later date.
Farmers should receive their payments 7 to 10 days after their application is approved. Myers says that while farmers and ranchers welcome the aid, more will be needed later this year. You've got farm news on Ron. In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.